Need another reason your Randall store is just better? How about free Farberware pots and pans? That's right. For every $10 you spend, earn a stamp you can redeem towards free Farberware items. See the in-store display for details. Start earning your stamps this week by purchasing fresh red or green seedless grapes for just 87 cents a pound with your Remarkable card. And stock up on beverages. Coke, Pepsi, or Dr. Pepper 12-pack 12-ounce cans or 8-pack 12-ounce bottles are 3 for $9.99. Limit 3, please. Randall's. Proudly serving Houston families since 1966.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're in the zone.
Tenacity from 2014, man. You've done a great job, man. Congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful new album.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, you know, that's what I try to set out to do each time, and I just try to go farther than the last one. And, I was really happy with Tenacity, and, you know, we really did it on Countdown. Really, really happy with that as well. Even, you know, I think even better. So I think I'm just coming into my own. And so I just hope to keep doing that for a long time.
Absolutely. Every interview that I've had the pleasure of seeing you doing, that you've always talked about the journey and progressing as an artist, as a musician. How have you seen yourself progress? And I'm going, like I said, I'm going all the way back to the 2007 album, Lady's Choice. How have you seen you progress as far as musically and also spiritually in your music?
That's a good question. I would say, you know, like when you're kind of in yourself, it's kind of hard to see the transition. You just go year by year and doing it, but then when you look back, like, hey, wow, that's 5 years, 7 years, 10 years have passed. And so I think in just looking back, trying to kind of grasp all that, I think, you know, spiritually, I just know that, you know, I try to do what I can do, what I'm good at, stay with, you know, stick with your strengths. So in doing that, you know, I try to just, you know, just keep upping my game as far as, you know, my musically, just capturing, just being in a good, you know, living a good life, trying to, you know, your lifestyle and all that, and being open to ideas that come. I get a lot of course, musical ideas that come through my head, and just being in a good state of mind just to receive those ideas, and then, you know, with the technology, you can kind of capture it really quickly. And then from there, I can see whether or not later on when I work on them, if they're going to, you know, pan out or not. So I've just gotten better at doing that with the technology and just being, you know, freedom of mind and spirit just to let things flow and just do my thing.
Well, definitely. resonates through the entire album. I wanted to ask, you know, everything is, to me, at the beginning and at the end, it's always about the journey, the progression in one's life, but the having the opportunity to continually challenge oneself as far as pushing the boundaries. For you, how do you find the time to really challenge yourself musically where you say, you know what, I know that Tenacity was a fantastic album, but you know what, I want to push the boundary a lot further musically. Where, how do you find the time to do that?
You know, Teddy Bear, I just try to, you know, when I'm working on my ideas in my studio, at home in my studio, and then, you know, I'm to always, you know, first I just get the idea, and first just, you know, let it come to you, or, you know, if you're working on it, you're working on an idea that comes, just let it happen, and then as you're working with it, you can kind of rearrange it and remix it and put different, you know, where the technology, you could put different backgrounds under it, or, you know, just try a myriad of different things, and in doing that, that's how, that's one of the ways I kind of try to, you know, stretch the boundaries and mix it up, not just do the regular kind of, the status quo kind of thing, and so that's kind of how I do it, and then also when I, when it comes down to going into production, you know, with my producer, you know, last two albums, Dino Esposito, great producer, great friend for a long time, and many of my CDs, you know, we'd take it from there and even up the game even more, because I bounced stuff off of him, and he's, we're kind of in tune with the same kind of stuff, and so he does his thing and bouncing it off and trying different things too, and so we just we even do it further with in production.
Right. You know, for a lot of novices out there that really don't truly understand the kinship between an artist and a producer, how imperative is it to have a producer that you work with that not only knows you and understands what you're looking for, but also can bring something else out of you that you didn't even know that you had?
Well, that's very, very important. That's like the most, you know, very, you know, you got to feel comfortable when you're going in and any given project with your producer, the given producer, and like have some trust there, you know, that first of all, that you guys are kind of on the same page, you know, whatever musically or stylistically or whatever the theme for your certain album is. But then also they have to, you know, they, you know, each person brings, each side brings something to the table, and definitely producer is going to bring their, they should bring their point of view to the table, and you know, when you're tracking it or whatever, they're going to, like, you know, say, hey, why don't you just try, hey, what, you know, they might have an idea that's out that's out of the box. Hey, try this, or you can do a little better on that take, you know, try something like this, and or just simplify this thing here, or like a little busier there, or a little more volume here. And so, yeah, that's very imperative, that, you know, that artist-producer relationship, and, you know, it's good that push and pull both ways.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we as men, I find this to be true, that we have the tendency to somewhat try to micromanage our emotions, our feelings. We try to put it in a category and put rationale in everything. One of the things that I find so refreshing about your music and outlet of your music is very sensuous, but it's also, it also has a formula where you're able to reach out and touch so many people. For you, how therapeutic do you feel as far as your music, what it gives not only to the listeners, but what it gives back to you as an artist?
Oh, it means so much to me because, you know, that, you know, kind of that sensualness is just kind of, you know, I don't really set apart to do, well, I'm going to do the sensual vibe right here, I'm going to do that right here. It just kind of, I don't know, just a natural part of me, the way I play in different ranges of my horns and just the way I was, you know, the way I, you know, I've learned to play. So I don't really worry about that, and it just kind of happens naturally with the, you know, the kind of way I play. And so, it just makes, you know, that combined with just, you know, sometimes I work more on just keeping it just, you know, with the sensualness, but just like trying to bring more to the table. I work on more on that and keeping my own brand going, a little sound going. But like, at the end of the day, that makes me so happy to be able to do that in a cool way that's not, you know, trite, that seems forced or anything like that. So it happens all in a very natural way. And that just gives me the greatest thrill that I'm able to do that and do what I love for a living, and that's the greatest feeling, of course, myself, just being able to do that.
Absolutely. I've never have been comfortable with using the term, quote-unquote, fan. And just to me, there's no connect there. I've always liked listeners or supporters. for you, I wanted that because we both grew up in an era where, you know, there were record stores. And there are no more record stores, especially, and you know, as far as here in the States. Very few, a handful here and there. But not, right. not like the way it used to be as far as outlets, as far as music land. Of course, Tower Records, Sam Goody, and so forth. And when you had that kind of vehicle, it gave a really more personable connection with an artist. And now those have been taken away and been replaced with social media. For you, you have so many people, including myself, who truly love and enjoy your music. How important has it been for you to be able to get out there and perform and really connect on that level with the listeners?
Oh, it means everything, you know, Teddy Bear, because, you know, that's, you have to kind of evolve with the times. So
right.
if you're going to stay back and, you know, in one way just be vintage and all that, that's all good. But, you know, if you don't really, you know, expand your boundaries as time changes and people are moving around and how things change in society, you know, you can kind of get left behind. So, you know, I definitely had to embrace that as well, you know, and I think I'm really enjoying it doing that. And, you know, got all my pages, you know, my Facebook pages and Twitter and, you know, LinkedIn and Instagram.
Right.
I try to do the best I can with it, and I have fun with it and get some help here and there, and it's just have a ball with it and just kind of, you know, after a while you get a lot of fans that you can't really elaborate a lot for each one, but just I try to, you know, give a little thanks to each one that, you know, gives me positive, that, you know, just says thanks or I love your stuff or keep it going or just some inspiration, you know, I just try to say thank you so much and try to just kind of, you know, touch base with them, you know, it gives you, and sometimes it gives you even a more immediate touch than in record stores. And so it's kind of a give and take, you know. People, like in the record store days, people could go and buy your CD and see you in the bins and like, oh, man, that's really cool. And then when you see yourself on the end caps in stores, and then versus now that, you know, people could just write you or off their computer or on their phone, and then boom, there, you know, you write them back and they're like,
right.
give an immediate response. So it's kind of, it's both ways. So you just embrace it and go with it. And, you know, it takes a little more of your time, but, you know, it's definitely worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm curious, which is very rare for me, the album, the name, the title, Countdown. What made you choose that particular name for the album?
You know, Teddy Bear, just kind of a, you know, I wanted to, when I go into my, each project pretty much, so I keep it just open-minded and just let it kind of follow its finest way as we're going, so, and then no different with this one on Countdown, so, you know, I like to stay with my formula that works, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, so I did the same
right.
thing on this album, just went in with an open mind, and so just writing different songs and ideas and bringing my favorite ones to the table, and then also with my producer, and, we just kind of just kept writing and letting it flow as we go. And so, you know, Countdown was one of the earlier ones we were working on. So that was definitely one of the strong cuts. So I wanted, like, maybe we should name that one Countdown as the title track. So because I just called it Countdown, you know, no general reason, just had a kind of cool, you know, like a 5-4-3-2-1. It kind of just says 5-4-3-2-1 to me. So I said, well, I have a Countdown. Come to find out, you know, that would be one of the strong songs of the CD. Let's let that be the title track. And then just a little sidetrack of the story with it. You know, along the way, I was kind of in danger of running out of time doing the CD, you know, delivering it for the record company. So we had to really get it, you know, really had to really hustle to get it done and have it delivered, you know, or else it would kind of be coming out next year. And I just, you know, I want it out now, you know. You want it out... the year you're doing it, kind of. So
right.
it, everything worked out. So in a way, it was another Countdown. And at the same time, it just kind of just the you know, beautiful thing, the way it happened with that song, kind of mystical song, but funky, mystical, and kind of pop at the same time. So we just named it Countdown.
Absolutely. Well, with an open heart and a smooth jazz mind, Lord have mercy, let's get into it. The title cut from the new album from the incredible Paul Taylor, Countdown, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Lord have mercy. Paul Taylor, the title track from the new album, Countdown, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Paul, you know, a lot of us out there live and breathe music. I know for me, it's my muse. It brings me so much comfort, so much therapy. And to me, it's the only true vehicle that we have in the world that can touch so many different people, no matter what color, creed, race you are. It has, to me, magical, very spiritual ways of just bringing people together. What is it like for you when you leave the studio and you go out and you perform for so many people and you just have them right there in your hands and bringing everyone together in unison? What is that feeling like?
Oh, it's the greatest feeling. Just to know that, you know, knowing that journey that you made, like whatever recording you have, and you did that and hit a successful record, and then when you get to actually play it, and then, you know, people, you know, just like when I was a kid, when I would go see concerts, or even now, you know, you have, like, you know, you hear whatever particular song or songs by an artist, and then, like, then you're, like, sitting in the audience hearing them play it. It's like the full circle, the embodiment of them playing it, of hearing it on the record, and just, like, all coming full circle up all at once. And so when it happens for me, when I'm playing, and I can see the look in people's eyes, or if they're like, their eyes are glued right on you, or, and they're seeing how you're playing it, and they're like, they want to hear it like they heard of the record, you know, or, and then some. So I just love, you know, I love having to live up to that and playing and doing my thing and showing them what I can do, my artistic, you know, living up to whatever, you know, people have, you know, they have, you know, they have certain sounds in their minds. I want to give them here, this is the real deal, what you've heard, and not to let them down. So it's the greatest feeling to be able to do that and just show my stuff and strut my stuff, you know.
Absolutely. You know, it's one thing to be in a studio and create magic, but it's another to get out on stage and take it to a completely different level. That's why I've always had such a love affair with jazz, because to me it's the last true art form that allows you so much freedom for improvisation. And I've had an opportunity to see you perform twice in my lifetime. And man, listening to your music on an album, yeah, I did say an album, so I'm dating myself just a little bit, but that's all right.
It's all right.
I'm all right with that. But seeing you listening to an album of yours, but actually going to see you perform, is a completely different, mesmerizing situation. How do you feel to have that kind of level of improvisation in your live performances?
Oh, that's the best thing about jazz, because it's rooted in, you know, some improvisation, and in a beautiful way. It's evolved, you know, over the years, over the decades, into the, you know, the smooth jazz, which it's actually a little bit less improvisation, but and a little more pop. But that little bit of improvisation leaves you like, you know, I like having that part, because you know, when you get to the live shows, then you can really kind of stretch out a little bit and, you know, have a little more improvisation, and but like kind of work it kind of in coordination with you know, the rest of your structure of your arrangements of any given song. And so it's just so cool to be able to do that and just kind of go off, you know, you don't have to color in the lines all the time, you know, like in, when you're doing your record, kind of you kind of color within the lines, and then when you're branching out live, you can kind of color outside the lines and go off road a little bit and just kind of follow your way, you know, and kind of follow your artistship, you know, and how you feel. So it's to be able to, you know, improvise is great, really a very fun way, you know, and that's the way I've always done it with jazz, and since I was a kid, and like learning how to play, and you know, being like my idols, like Grover Washington Jr., and being able just to express myself in that way and follow in the tradition, you know, even and then in the modern times of now.
You mentioned Grover Washington Jr., who is a legend, man, definitely a legend. For you, we hear a lot of things now musically, and I've gotten a lot of flack for this, but you know, I'm just going to speak my mind. I think a lot of the young artists that are coming into this industry, they put so much focus and emphasis on the materialistic value of what music is, instead of really focusing on the art form and the craft. And I wanted you to kind of touch on that, or matter of fact, elaborate to a lot of the listeners out there, what it means to you to go in the studio and work on this new album, Countdown, and putting so much of yourself in this product, because at the end of the day, this is your baby.
Yeah, exactly. That's you know, it's all encompassing and so important that, you know, this is your thing, you know, this is my thing. So, you know, this is my day job. This is my a lot of times my recreation, just to be able to play music. And, you know, so it means it's like, that's like your focus. So, knowing that, you just kind of like, you go in and, you know, try to keep calm and just let it happen at the same time. But, you know, it means a lot that this is you, you know, so you don't, you know, sometimes there's no second chances, you know, and I'm so glad this is my 11th, you know, my 11th outing. So some people don't get that. You might just get one. So each time, but I feel I treat it as, you know, you never know. So I always try to do my best and try to top it the last time. So yeah, it's very important, you know, but, you know, at the same time, I just like know that, you know, okay, you know, this is definitely, this is all the marbles going in on each time. So, but at the same time, just kind of, all right, just keep that in mind, but just kind of let it flow and just kind of be calm and, you know, and get all your points in that you want to get in, but let it flow at the same time and don't get too big for the moment. Let it flow.
When did it hit you? When did it initially hit you? Say, you know what? I can do this. That I have an audience who was really feeling me. They really understand my music. They respect more than anything else of what I'm doing. When did you have that epiphany?
You know, I think that came like just after my debut CD and, you know, being with a great company at that time, a record company, and when they released Exotica, which was the first single that kind of put me on the map there, and, you know, it's another song kind of kept me out of the number one slot, but it was up there at number two so long, and across the country when we had, like, you know, the time we had radio stations in 95 so when it was out so prominently and on the radio and the airwaves, and then being able to get, you know, my first band going, hitting the road, and then just knowing that people would hear that song and like, oh man, that's the guy that plays that song. And just knowing that, man, it's all good. Like, man, he must be good. I heard this song on the radio. This is cool. And then I'm playing it here on here, I'm playing it in front of you. It's like you say, it's an epiphany, kind of like playing, yeah, this is like everything you wanted, everything I wished for, you know, it's happening right now. Here it is. So yeah, it's almost indescribable that you just like everything at once happening, you know, all your dreams coming into play right there, you know, being that Grover Washington Jr., being that David Sanborn, or being that, you know, Ronnie Laws. There you're playing in front of your people and like getting recognized on your song. So yeah, it means a lot, and just it's almost indescribable. But it's so good. It's just the greatest feeling.
Well, I wanted to tell you ahead of time, and all the many listeners and supporters out there, first and foremost, man, I need you to visit and stop by Paul Taylor's official website, okay? That's at paultaylorsax.com. And while you're there perusing, click on the menu bar, go to the tour information. And the reason why this is imperative, because here I am, the teddy bear. I'm in Houston, but I'm originally from California. And I say that because on October the 23rd, Paul is going to be in California at the California Jazz Festival. And I'm telling you right now, Paul, the teddy bear will definitely be there, man. I will definitely be there. I have to be there to see you work your magic, man. 10 tracks.
All right. That's wonderful. Thanks so much. Yeah, that's the next Southern California show. And hope to see you all out there. It's a great, you know, if you make the trek out there, it'll be well worth it. It'll be well worth your time. It's a beautiful surroundings in Avalon, California.
Yes, Lord. Beautiful venue. Beautiful venue. So for those who say, well, Teddy Bear, how am I going to get there? Trains, planes, automobiles. Do we have to take a camel or swim? Get out there. The Catalina Jazz Fest. Lord have mercy. 10 tracks, a kaleidoscope of soothing, sensuous sax from the incredible Paul Taylor. The album is available right now. Paul, I wanted to ask you before we get into the latest cut, of course, Arrival. If you could get in a time machine and go back, let's say 10 years ago, what would the Paul Taylor of today tell the Paul Taylor 10 years ago? What would you say to him?
Wow, I would say that It's like, well, man, you did pretty good. You're doing pretty good. You're keeping it going. So, you know, I guess, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep on doing what you're doing. And, you know, you've upped your game in different ways. And so you kept your hair. You kept going with your dreads. Keep those dreads going. And, you know, keep on, you know, just keep on upping your game in your different ways. But, you know, don't, like, make any major changes and keep on, you know, keep on with your manager, keep with your label, and keep everything going, and just have fun. You know, don't forget to have fun.
Independence is a beautiful thing. And remember, family, the new album, Countdown, is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, CD Baby. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Paul, it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show, man. Much continued success, and I look forward to seeing you in California, man. Hey, you'll recognize me, man. I'm the big Cully brother, man. It looks like Barry White, so don't even worry about it, okay?
Okay, I'll look for you. Definitely, I'll be glad to meet you, Teddy.
Absolutely, man. We're going to close it, of course, of one of the many hit singles from the 10-track Kaleidoscope from the new album, Countdown, with Arrival, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
knocking all the doors for. Tryna holler at your friend too. You better butt up. Tryna rock with a nigga, then took that butt up. Put your foot up. I'm about to cut up. Mirrors on the ceiling, girl. You don't need no cover. You about to get it off. I'ma show you that you just been talking shit. When I hit you with the stick, I'ma have you screaming loud.
Goodness, man, it's been a minute. People sending emails and so forth. Teddy bear, where have you been? Seeking ye shall find. I've returned back from the Milky Way to bring goodies and delights to all those who have been somewhat naughty, but always nice. Lord have mercy. Very special thank you to the incredible Paul Taylor. Paul, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, the new album Countdown is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, CD Baby, and for those like myself who like a little bit on the adventurous side, you can always head over to Amazon.com and get all the latest updates. Let your fingers through the wall, King. Stop by Paul's official website. That's at PaulTaylorSax.com. Also on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/_PaulTaylor1. It's definitely a beautiful day. 341 or 343 Central Standard Time here in downtown Houston. My goodness, man. Trying to get acclimated back to this crazy, typical Texas weather. But it's okay. It's okay. And to all the many listeners and supporters out there, if you have a song request or just something that you want to hear a particular artist, hey, stop by the official website. Send us a line. We get back to you efficiently. That's what we do. That's at www.lotl.thecomfortzone.com. And also, yeah, we're on Twitter, too. I'm looking over my shoulders. And yeah, Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter, too. At Twitter at LOTL Radio. And also on Facebook at Facebook, LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And Instagram, the same handle. But you say, Teddy Bear, what can we do when you disappear and we have nothing cuddly to hold on to on the show? I got what you need. Stay at the official website 24 hours a day, nonstop, live. You hear me? Live streaming music. That's what we do. But I just want to let you know, from a personal standpoint, from me to you and so many other listeners, Lord have mercy, I've been missing you, George Duke. It's a beautiful thing. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Well, here I am again, sitting in front of this computer screen at 3 in the morning, paying some bills. And you come across my mind real heavy. And I want to reach out to you, you know, say something funny. Just say hello. I'd really like to call you, but it's late, so I think I'll send you an email that you can pick up in the morning. And I know I haven't seen you in a long time, but that doesn't mean my feelings aren't strong. And sometimes it seems we just go along from day to day, not saying the things we should say. But right here, right now, for me today, I want you to know that, girl, I've been missing you. Thank you.
like a bird in the sky, above the mountain tops on high, and like a lion that's let it roar, and like an eagle that's let it soar.
Listening to Reggie Teddy Bear Ford at LOTL Radio, the comfort zone. Lord have mercy.
I can't have a hug
unless
I never. My hips up in the air. Oh no, I don't.